ang impeksyon, pneumonia, komplikasyon sa neonatal at sakit na pediatric diarrhea ay nananatiling ilan sa pinakamalaking pumapatay na sakit sa Democratic Republic of Congo. Sa totoo, marami sa 10 pinakamalaking pagkamatay sa bansa ay maaaring pigilan. At ito ang susi ng motibasyon para sa isang doktor na nakabase sa Sydney upang magtungo sa Africa, si Dr. Vera Sistenich.
Little children dying of diarrhea or adults dying of pneumonia, many of these things are entirely preventable and just with a modicum of resources and a modicum of education, communities can be taught to really help themselves. And we're talking about very, very basic things. And in the Congo, because of history and poverty and a sort of brokenness of the system there, people are not only starved of physical resources, they're also starved of education and information. The information revolution has not arrived there.
Si Dr. Sistenich ay dadalo sa International Conference on Emergency Medicine sa Abril na aakit sa mga tao mula sa buong mundo, lalo na sa Afrika. Doon magtatrabaho siyang kasama ng mga doktor sa Congo upang gumawa ng plano ng pagsasanay sa mga profesional na doktor sa magkasamang paraan sa kahabaan ng bansa. Sa kasalukuyan, ang mga pagsasanay sa emerhensiyang paggagamot ay hindi pa ginagawa sa bansa. Sinabi ni Dr. Sistenich na kailangan nito ang pagbabago bilang unang hakbang patungo sa mas malawak na programa.
One of the first, anyway, initiatives to actually join the dots across the country and bring people together and also plug Congo into an African network of practitioners who are trying to do the same in their own country in Africa. To then try and do this in the Congo. So there are people who are already there doing this, but in relative isolation and not a sort of uniform vision, let's say, for the country.
Sinabi din ni Dr. Sistenich na magtatrabaho siyang kasama ng Protestant University sa Congo, isa sa mga universidad na may kapasidad na magsanay ng mga espesyalista sa pampamilyang paggagamot. Idinagdag niya na ito ay lubhang mahalaga dahil may ugnayan ito sa 6 na lugar sa bansa.
They have a medical school, a reputable medical school, and they have 6 training sites already spread across the country. So on this particular trip, I'll be visiting those 6 training sites to bring with me a little 3-day emergency medicine course focused on adult pediatric and neonatal resuscitation. And it's through my time there and also meeting in Cape Town to establish how we might plug in existing international curricula into the family medicine training program that UPC already offers.
Ayon na din kay Dr. Sistenich, nagkaroon siya ng inspirasyon nang makatagpo niya ang isinilang sa Estados Unidos na Afrikana si Lucy Hobgood Brown, ang kasamang nagtatag ng Hand Up Congo. Nagtataguyod ang hindi para sa tulong na organisasyon ng nagtatagal na pasilidad, negosyong pinatatakbo ng komunidad at mga komunidad ng kulang sa pribilehyo na may ugnayan sa edukasyon, lipunan at kalusugan. Ayon kay Binibining Hobgood Brown, ang pagpapalago ng programa ay nagpabago ng mga buhay.
Well, I grew up in Congo and I saw many people die from preventable illnesses. And accidents. And so having a doctor with Vera's skills go to Congo and work with Congolese healthcare teams to learn basic CPR and resuscitation skills is a dream come true. It's a huge country, a population of over 70 million people with very poor infrastructure, but very resilient, capable healthcare teams who simply make do with what they have.
Sinabi din ni Dr. Sistenich na ang sukatan ng tagumpay ay ang pagtatayo ng programang nagtataguyod ng kalayaan.
That is engineered within it as soon as possible the disappearance of the need for me and importantly disappearance of the need for others who come from other places outside the Congo. I really believe that the way to help there is to train local people and to empower local champions so that they take on this project. And for me, it's just I've seen an opportunity through Lucy, through others, to maybe join some dots that haven't been able to join before. But I'm really hoping that this will be a Congo-driven initiative that they will take and run and drive and be proud of in years to come.
Nananawagan din si Lucy Hobgood-Brown sa tinawag niyang Australian cheerleaders upang sumuporta sa kanilang gawain. Sinabi niya na kailangan din ng patuloy na pangangalap ng pondo.
They can make a donation that is tax deductible through Rotary Australia World Community Service and designate a Project 47, Building a Healthy Congo, and every dollar makes a difference and goes a long way in Congo. So all the support that we can get is very much appreciated.